Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Clarity First. Ever feel like life's throwing curveballs faster than you can say strike three? You know that feeling, that roller coaster of emotions when things go south. Well, strap yourselves in, because today we're diving headfirst into the world of resilience, how to bounce back from those hard knocks and come out stronger on the other side. It's not about avoiding tough times, let's be real, those are inevitable. It's about building an inner fortress, a mental and emotional armor that can withstand any storm life throws at you. Sound good? Let's get into it. First things first, resilience isn't some magical superpower you're born with. It's a muscle, a skill you develop over time. Think of it like training for a marathon. It takes consistent effort and the right mindset. And guess what? Just like physical training, mental resilience requires practice, discipline, and a whole lot of self-compassion. Number one. Embrace the suck. This might sound counterintuitive, but hear me out. Dwelling on negativity only amplifies the pain. Instead, acknowledge the hardship, feel it, process it, but don't let it define you. Think of it like rain is going to come sometimes, but it can also nourish the ground and help things grow. You gotta let that rainwater flow through you. Next up, reframe your perspective. I know, easier said than done, right? But try looking at challenges as opportunities for growth. Every obstacle overcome is a victory, every setback a lesson learned. Remember those times when something bad happened, and in retrospect, it turned out to be the best thing that could have ever happened. Yeah, me too. Number 3. Build your support system. You don't have to go through this alone. Lean on friends, family, mentors, anyone who lifts you up and offers a listening ear. Sharing your struggles can lighten the load and remind you that you're not in this battle by yourself. Think of it like a team effort. We all need our teammates. Now, let's talk about self-care. This isn't just bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome too. It's about prioritizing your well-being, getting enough sleep, eating nutritious food, moving your body, engaging in activities that bring you joy. When you take care of yourself physically and emotionally, you build a stronger foundation for resilience. Remember, a well-maintained car runs better, and so do you. Finally, practice gratitude. It sounds simple, but focusing on what you're thankful for can shift your perspective and boost your mood even during tough times. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. It's like finding those silver linings, those little pockets of sunshine even on a cloudy day. Okay, let me bring it home with a real-world example. Imagine you're working towards a big goal, say launching your own business, and suddenly face a major setback, maybe funding falls through or a key partnership dissolves. That can be devastating, right? But instead of spiraling into despair, you use this as an opportunity to reevaluate, adjust your strategy, and even explore new possibilities. You lean on your support system for encouragement and advice. You practice self-care by making time for activities that bring you joy, and most importantly, you remind yourself of all the other amazing things in your life. You keep moving forward, even if it's one step at a time, because you know that setbacks are just part of the journey. Listen, building resilience isn't a walk in the park, but it's absolutely worth the effort. By embracing challenges, shifting your perspective, nurturing your support system, taking care of yourself, and practicing gratitude, you can not only survive tough times, but thrive through them. Remember, you are stronger than you think, more capable than you realize, and you've got this. Now go out there and make me proud. Share this episode with someone who could use a little resilience boost, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, stay focused, stay resilient, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.